as a queer refugees, we are still have a problem in Germany. Yeah, we escaped from our homeland, from our countries because of the persecution, violence and abuse and so on. And then we came to Germany with the hopes that we will have here peace, safety, but still it's the same. We facing the violence, persecution and so on in the refugee camps, on the heims by other the refugees. And also we have another several problems, the problem with the asylum procedure. Anyway, we are like second class refugees as LGBT refugees. And that's why we created this campaign to be voice of our situation, to be voice of our problems, also to be voice of the situation in our homeland.
How about the security where you live? Do they behave correct?
Actually, there is a problem in two sides. The problem is with the refugees, also problem with the social workers, which are responsible for camp or heims. When the violence happening or something else happening, the social workers not acting how they should. Actually, everybody says us, keep it secret. It's better for your safety. But it's unbelievable because why I should here in Germany keep in secret my sexual orientation or identity? Because it's supposed to be freedom in Germany.
So the social workers need some education.
Exactly. Most of the social workers, they don't know how to act if they're in their camp or heim, any LGBT refugees. They don't know how to act. And they should more informed about how to save these people from the violence and so on. That's why.
And what actions do you take with your group?
Yeah, the idea, we saw that everybody thinking of talking about us, the local organizations, people, but everybody just talking about us. But we said, no, listen now, you should listen us. Because we are now, we are living in this situation. We know the situation the best. We are living in this situation. That's why we created this campaign. Just we saw that the pride is the best way to promote our situation because we cannot have access to media, to TV, in normal way. And then pride, yeah, it is free. We can go there, be visible without fear, and promote our situation with our slogans, banners, and so on, to society, political messages, social messages, and so on. Yeah, now, just for now, our campaign is just focused on the CSDs. But for future, for next year, we're gonna planning to make a conference of the queer refugees in Germany, LGBT refugees in Germany, the conference, and the end of the conference, we will gonna accept a statement, which we will send this statement to Bundesamt, BAMF, political parties, and LGBT organizations in Germany. And this statement will based on what we need, what the solutions about our problems, just we will suggest them that it will be better to do this.
In which German city do you live?
I live in Altena. It's a small town in Nordrhein-Westfalen. Yeah.
Is that appropriate for a gay person?
Actually, I feel that I'm, as a gay person, I'm alone in this town. There is nobody else. But in my home, Heim. Yeah, of course, I'm one person as a gay, but still they don't know that I'm a gay because a few months before, the person made one movie, they filmed it about my story. And then he also made interview the people in my house about to learn their attitude, what is homosexuality for them. And they said that this is a sick. And can you imagine that if they will know that I am a gay, of course, I don't care what they will do. Anyway, I'm fighting for my rights. I will stand for my rights anyway. But I'm talking about the situation that where I'm living. And yeah, I'm not just one person in this situation. And let's say I can stand for my right, for myself. But there is a lot of queer refugees which they are really afraid that somebody will learn about them. And they scared about this.
And can you move to a bigger city in Germany?
I can explain this in this way. We are like a pet animals. We are belong to one place. We are not allowed to leave this place. For example, we have in our group the guest from to Hamburg Pride. We got him here by invitation letter. he's not allowed to leave his city, his town, and it's unbelievable that still we are like in the prison. It's like home prison. We came from our homeland to have a freedom, to have a peace here, but still we are in the like home prison life, and no one can say that how long it will take. And already I'm in 18 months, gonna be 19 months in Germany, and still my asylum case is not clear when I will get my paper or when I will get interview, when I will have a permission to move to another city and so on. It's like we are losing our time, we are losing our time in of our life for nothing.
What's your profession?
I was working like LGBT rights defender and first openly gay politician in Azerbaijan.
Thank you, Javid.
Welcome.